Real, the rise of authentic social media. There's a new social media platform in town, and it's all about keeping it real. Be Real is a platform that encourages users to share authentic content with their friends and followers. This is a departure from the heavily curated feeds on Instagram and Facebook, where users often post images they have carefully staged and edited. On Be Real, there's no such thing as perfect. Users are encouraged to post pictures and videos on their everyday lives, warts and all. So what is the drive of the authentic social media, and what implications does it have for the future of social media? How it works. Once a day, at any time, users are prompted to share a snapshot of their day and exactly what they're up to at that moment. They have 2 minutes to do so, whether they've just got out of the shower or glammed up for a party. The app utilises both front and back cameras, so you get a full picture of where the person is, what they're doing and what they look like. It encourages people to share their real lives without all the filters and picking and choosing we all know too well from Facebook or Instagram. Although founded in 2020, Be Real is still in its early days in terms of growth. However, it's recently gained a loyal following amongst young people who are tired of the perfect lives they see on social media. It's also not just individuals who are on the platform. Businesses and brands are starting to see some value in sharing authentic content too. Be Real and business. On Be Real, businesses are able to connect with their customers in a more personal, in-the-moment way. They can share behind-the-scenes footage, unedited photos and videos, and give people a glimpse into their company culture. However, there is a challenge in the fact that Be Real explicitly prohibits advertising commercial use of the app. So how do you build a business presence on a platform that is essentially meant for the opposite purpose? Well, some companies are getting creative. For example, a clothing company might share a photo of their team hard at work in the design studio, or a food company might share a snap of their chefs hard at work creating a new dish. It's all about giving people authentic look behind the scenes of your business, and that's something that Be Real is very good at. It's going to force organisations to think about value-added marketing, steering clear of paid advertising that interrupts people's feeds and simply joining in with the organic and personable content. We've spoken about it in the past and always encourage small businesses to push an authentic behind-the-scenes post. That's what truly grabs people's attention and builds a rapport. Consumers love it. So while it's not actually meant for businesses, it could be a way for local organisations and certain industries to connect with people around them. You are promoting yourself as the people that run and manage the business rather than the brand with no face. Deliver Social has never been scared of giving our followers and clients a real look into our days and allowing them to be part of what we do. It's actually something we love most about working in a creative industry. Everyone gets involved. But we do also notice the limitations of this platform when it comes to business marketing. Right now, it's not a great way to do B2B advertising. It simply does not allow for that. This means around half the industries have already been forgotten about. But B2C marketing, there may be a hope, although not in the same profitable way as we know on other platforms. Unless we see some serious upgrades or changes, it doesn't seem hopeful that this form of authentic social media will benefit the business world in the same way it's aiming to do in our personal lives. What does the future hold? While we are still seeing the app gain traction, there seems to be mixed reviews. Nee from our web department has commented on what she thinks Be Real is heading. It's a completely authentic remodel of the social media we thought we already knew. Something innovative and different. I personally see it as a step in the right direction for social media platforms that steers away from people lying and faking the perfect life that we can put others down. I think it's an acquired taste that takes away influencer engagement aspect a lot of people love and thrive upon. It's true that it is different from what we see as the authentic social media. We are not relying on the occasional apology video from influencers, or the photographs captioned no makeup days that clearly have a beautifying feature attached. It truly is the epitome of in-the-moment content. Alternatively, our social media account manager, Madeline, has a different view, mentioning how she downloaded it and jumped on the bandwagon. Everyone else was getting into it, and I wanted to see what the fuss was about. But have I used it much since? No, not really. Even with a diverse job in a creative industry, the reality for a lot of people is a 9-to-5 job sitting at a desk until you go home and get into bed. It's not engaging or fun content that a lot of other platforms encourage. She also made a point by saying, "I can't see where else it could go. This app has made its point and developing it would probably take away from the whole point of authenticity. I think we've seen its full potential." There really is no telling where any new platform will go. But looking back on Facebook as an example, the entire Meta company has come on leaps and bounds since it was founded. It's become a place for buying, selling, linking, messaging, sharing, and so much more. As we have become accustomed to life online, authentic social media was inevitable. We live our lives on these platforms, and Be Real is now encouraging people to go even further with that. Is it just a fad? This is the big question. Obviously, with any new platform or app, it's easy to be sceptical. It doesn't have a user base of Instagram, Snapchat or TikTok yet. We're still in the low millions of download value. So it may not seem as an obvious choice for businesses and brands who are looking to engage with potential customers online. But that being said, we've seen a lot of platforms come and go in recent years. And while BeReal may not be around for 5 years, the idea behind it will grow and develop. We're already seeing other similar platforms popping up, such as Wabi and Vero. So what does this mean for us? Well, authenticity online is here to stay and is only going to get bigger. We need to start thinking about how we can use this trend to our advantage and what content we can produce that is going to connect with people on a more personal level. Interested in authentic social media for your business? Whether you're a startup or sole trader looking for a new approach, there is never any harm in trying new platforms out. As a digital marketing agency, we understand that some are more suitable than others for certain industries and niches, but we'd always encourage you to get online wherever you can. If you're trying to build a rapport with customers and create a real personal brand, we can help you get off the ground. Our social media team are up for any challenge that and has extensive knowledge about different platforms. We can work with you to build your brand and ensure that you're reaching the right people with the right message. Authenticity is always appreciated by clients and it can help grow your reputation as a trusted and reliable company. You'll notice a more loyal client base as well as a really engaged team. It's no fun having content built around a logo. It should always be about the team you have and the vision you're representing. So get in touch today and let us help you create something for your business that you're truly proud of.